Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the first Sunday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Today's hosts are me, Dominic, and
Max,
and Jephta.
Today, our topic is summer jobs for youth. We all had work experiences this summer. We'll discuss how that went. We enjoy making money, taking on responsibilities, and learning specific skills under the direction of adults. We'll talk about how we got our jobs, that training... what training we received, and what we did with the money we earned.
We had plenty of time for our usual summer vacation from school, from swimming, hiking, and hanging out with friends. But having jobs gave us insights into the adult world of work and daily responsibilities. And we were interacting and apprenticing with adults, which was actually fun. We are between 12 and 16 years old, and our experiences gave us the sense of being young adults. We all look forward to having jobs next summer. Later on in the show, we will talk about how communities could work with schools and organizations to help youth find jobs. In Laneyville, Healthy Start created many opportunities for students to have work experiences that were beneficial to us and the community we live in. We also want you, the listening audience, to call in and share your ideas about summer jobs for high school students. But we will begin this show with a recording of a roundtable three of us made last week talking about our summer jobs. We hear Sophie, Dominic, and Jeff to describe their adventures in the working world. We'll be back live in about 20 minutes.
I work at Healthy Start during the school year, doing skate night, which is a once a week thing that happens on Fridays. And it's a 2.5 hour job. For 2 hours, kids come and they skate around the room on skates. And what I do at skate night is I help fix skates. I make sure there are no problems with the kids and that everybody's having a good time. Before I worked at skate night, I was in somewhat of an apprentice type thing with the person who worked there before me. I worked closely with them and they showed me how to fix skates and what to do when kids were having or got in a fight. So that's that. I'm 15 and I'm going into my sophomore year.
I'm 14 years old and I'm entering freshman year in high school. I worked at Healthy Start during a summer program. It is 4 weeks long, and I spent three weeks working because I came down with something, not because of any other specific reason, but I really thought that the experience would be necessary in future jobs. Working with kids is just a really important part of society. It was an apprenticeship because a lot of the stuff you do there is like a try and fail kind of thing. You'll try and you'll mess up. Like, I guarantee you'll mess up at least one time. And then you'll learn from that mistake, and chances are you'll never make that mistake again. And a lot of the adults are willing to make those mistakes for you, so you don't have to, and they'll explain to you what to do and what not to do.
Filling up a water jug and then carrying it to the wrong spot 3 times in a row on the same day because I didn't know where to put it. And yeah, that's not very fun, but I now know to wait and get proper instructions before doing what they tell you to do. I was working with the 7-8-year-old group at Healthy Start. There's like a 4-5, 6-7-8 kind of thing. And then there's like 9, 10, and 11, 12-ish. So I had the 7 and 8-year-olds, and they were really... They follow the leader a lot more than you'd think. If there's one person doing something, they'll all do it. So per se, if you were to ask if anyone had to go to the bathroom, no one would answer. And then if one person did, and you started bringing them to the bathroom, everyone would then go with that person to the bathroom and just stand there for a while.
My name is Jephtha, and I'm 13 years old. I'm about to enter into the high school as a freshman. I, as Dominic, worked at the Healthy Start Summer Program, and I was working with the children of 4 to 5, and there were a few 6-year-olds in there. And the children, behaved better than you would expect them to behave at their age. They usually did what they were told, and they had fun during the program, so it was really nice to see. So I usually came early in the morning, and we helped set up and put up with the things we were going to do. And then we would circle up as a group and talk about what would go on in the day, what we hoped to do and see in the day, and that was the beginning of the day. And then at the end of the day, we'd circle up and talk about what we liked and if our expectations were met and how the day went.
So during skate night, as during the school year job is called, we do games every once in a while, which involves like playing games that we've created specifically for skate night, so that the kids won't get bored and won't start drama, because that tends to happen if you leave kids alone. We do a lot of skating with music all the time. We put on different music from the 2000s and back, depending on who's messing with the music. We have a food stand for kids if they have money and they want to spend and get some food for dinner or what, because it's around dinner time. It goes from 6 to 8. We just skate around and have lots of fun with kids. And not always kids. I work with a range from 4 to adult, because sometimes adult skaters will come in and they won't know how to skate very well. So that's always fun. I worked at my local nursery this year. I did a lot of stocking. It was my first job outside of working with Healthy Start. And it was a big step forward, because I got to see how working or running a real business looks like, how it works, and how hard it is, because you have to maintain everybody's schedule and stuff. So I was working under somebody, his name was Michael, and he was teaching me about stocking, or putting things back in the store when they needed to be, making sure that everything was all stocked up, priced, and if there were things that needed to be done, that I knew how to do them. So I apprenticed under him, and I learned a lot about businesses and a lot of people skills by helping people with what they needed or helping them find what they need. I worked 3 days a week on the weekends, 2 8-hour days and 1 6-hour day. I woke up, my 8-hour days was from 9:30 to 6. And my 6-hour days was from 10 to 4.
No other paying jobs due to my age. I was just legally permitted to be paid non-under the counter. And I did volunteer at Healthy Start year before last, working with the 4 and 5-year-olds. And other than that, I really have no major job experience. Yes and no. I kind of want to start the school year out and see how, because it comes first, so I really want to see if I have enough time in the schedule to actually work a job. I recently went to Boise, Idaho on a vacation. I spent a lot of my money just normal teenager toys and weird stuff, you know. I play Magic the Gathering, which is a card game, so I bought some cards. I still have around 70-ish dollars. I did have to help, I believe I had to help pay for my little cousin's birthday party because it was kind of pricey and they don't have the most extensive amount of money, so it was kind of, they were kind of limited on options, and I happened to have a lot of money at the time, so I thought I should help out.
The thing I learned most is that you have to be persistent and be in what you're doing and keep it positive. And if you're working with children, you have to be patient, and if you see them not doing something, you try to tell them again and try to get their attention, and hope if they don't listen the first time, the second time they usually do, and they get to do it, and they do what they are told to do. So patience was kind of the number one thing with the younger children. Yeah, I believe I'll apply for the job again next summer. So it was a good experience.
So I believe next summer I would like to apply for another job, but I want to try and get a job in a different field of work. Because now that I understand how a nursery works, or how you'd work without side field stuff, I want to understand how, like, a restaurant would work or a big store would work. So I believe I will try to get a job at either a restaurant or a store local in town.
I believe I will be applying for the job next year. And if I don't get it, I'm just going to help out anyways, because they were there for me growing up until 11 or 12 years old, so I kind of want to give back to them, and I feel kind of like I'm in debt, but I'm really not. I'm considering talking to Courtney at the Good Food Store about a job, maybe stocking shelves, or maybe, like, just helping out also. I don't really need the money. It's mostly the experience that I'm looking for, but money definitely helps. You feel really fulfilled when you get your own money. Like, look into stuff before you buy is how I feel. Like, the Magic game I was talking about, it's constantly changing, so you have to not only look at what's really good right now, but what do you think will be really good in the future? And often I get that wrong, so I'll spend a lot of money on some individual cards, and then they will drop in price a few days later. Yeah, like $3 per card. Next day they're 97 cents each. You can order them individually online through a bunch of different websites and seller peoples, or you can buy little booster packs of random cards. There are cards ranging from 1 cent to $1,000 throughout the history of Magic the Gathering. So it's a fun little game to play. Cutting firewood, and often we will go to the Morrisons to pick up wood, and I will load and unload the truck for my grandfather since he's getting elderly.
So that's not a paid job, though?
It pays, just not in cash.
Yeah, okay.
It pays in grandpa points.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You'll be like, hey, grandpa.
I mean, if I'm nice to him, he'll be nice to me.
You're like, hey, grandpa, will you take me to the movies? I helped you with that truckload the other day. Yeah, sure.
No, I would just ask him to take me to the movies, and then if he said no, then I'd bring it up. Like, you know, that one time. Like, I don't mean to nag or anything, but I kind of saved you an entire day of backbreaking work.
We'll work for my grandma every once in a while. I'll go over there and prune her trees, or I'll go over there and help her with dishes, or with her many, many cats. I'll...
She does have a few cats.
I'll help her when she's going grocery shopping. I'll go with her and I'll make sure she gets the necessities for herself. Because otherwise she'll just go to the meat department and buy food for cats.
I am thinking about a summer job working for the Morrisons. Like, maybe for free. I'm not sure. Just helping out. To just move, stack the wood for them. Because they have to... They cut the wood first, and then they have to put the wood into cords. Cords, and I think I could help them out with that. Move the wood from place to place and stack it up for them. So. It's a family that owns some woodcutters and stuff down 101 okay. somewhere.
So
and they sell wood. A really fair price, if you ask me. So they've helped my family out a bit, so I might as well help them out.
So they're lumberjacks?
Not the stereotypical kind of lumberjack, but yeah. We don't have any real gift stores here. I mean, like, if a kid is in a car and they see a toy store, they're gonna be like, Dad, pull over, I wanna check out this toy store. But I don't think he's gonna be like, oh, hey, Dad, look, let's go over to the store of stuff you said I can't talk about. You know, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, we don't have.
We don't have toy stores. Like, we don't have an ice. Do we have an ice cream? We don't have an ice cream store.
You probably will.
Baskin Robbins. We need one.
As soon as the bypass.
God, we're so doomed.
We need a sewer system before we can get many more buildings. Though.
Yeah. The school can, if you talk to Miss Carberry and say you wanna get a job over the summer, this local businesses will actually call the school and say, hey, we have stuff open and we want to hire somebody. Local businesses let the school know that they have jobs open for youth in the community. And so if you are interested in having a job during the summer, you can always ask around somebody who works like our activities director or our sports director, Miss Carberry. She's also works with the fire department, but she helped me get my job for the summer.
Just a tip for everyone who might have struggles getting jobs in the future, mostly like younger people that haven't even really considered it yet. Throw some time into the community. Help out. I mean, if people hear about you being a good Samaritan and helping out a lot, then you're a lot more apt to get a job than someone who hasn't helped, no one knows about, hasn't worked before. So if you, per se, were to volunteer at some places around town just to help out, give a lending hand, then you already have a good reputation with them. So during the job interview, they're gonna know a lot more about you than the other people that are applying. They're gonna know for a fact they can trust you at least a little bit. I feel like the community could try to get a job more. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities, but not everyone's really trying to get a job. A lot of people are, don't get me wrong, but I feel if more people were to try, more people would end up getting the jobs.
What we could do is we could, like, towards the end of the year, we could have, like, a school-supported job day.
Mm-hmm.
More or less, where representatives from different jobs around town come to the school and they talk about what, if you applied for a job, what it would entail. And then, like, maybe they could hold up in different rooms, and if you're interested in that job, you can go in that room and talk to them about it and look at things they might have brought.
That's called, like, a job fair.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Because it would definitely benefit the businesses for future workers, mm-hmm. and it would benefit the kids to understand more of what they would be doing over the summer.
And building on that, when you do get a job, you can put it on a resume that you did so-and-so when you were younger, you did so-and-so as you grew up, and that might help you in getting the job you desire. So it's helping you out.
We are back live in the studio, and you are listening to Youth Speaks Out. I am Dominic, along with
Max,
And Jephthah.
That recording was made last week at Healthy Start Laytonville with Sophie, Dominic, and Jephthah. So we are going to spend a little time talking about how our summer jobs affected us. Then we will want you to join the discussion by calling in at 707-456-9991. So let's start by describing what we missed by going to work for part of the summer, and if the trade-off was worth it.
I didn't necessarily miss anything by working at the summer program. It actually gave me something to do during the summer that was profitable, so I enjoyed it.
Well, more or less for me, it was volunteer work. So I didn't really have anything to do, so it was just me helping out and kind of having something to do instead of just sitting down and playing video games and being lazy and actually being, like, active.
I definitely didn't miss anything. I didn't have much to do anyways, so I might as well help out in the process. And if anything, I think I found a lot more than I would have missed, even if I was busy. Spending the time there, learning, meeting new people, making new friends, it's all worth whatever time I had to spend there.
I think I would like another job like this. It was a pretty good job, and yeah, I enjoyed it greatly.
Why don't you guys describe what Healthy Start is as a nonprofit organization, just in general?
Healthy Start is a public office building in which they provide for people who may not be able to provide for themselves, much like backpacks for school or just general things like that that people may need. They have a large room they can rent for weddings, anniversaries, other such celebrations, and they do a lot of events and fundraisers such as food drives and other things just to contribute to society.
Well, I guess they help people manage little kids also is a kind of a big part of it too. Like the summer program is allows people to, you know, put their 4 to 6 year old, 4 to 10 year olds in a camp. So describe what the camp is, how a day goes at the camp.
Well, the day varies for the different age groups. We have rotations where we have four main groups that we go to, so we rotate, and each group has a different rotation schedule. And so there's an arts and crafts station where you can do different projects. There's an outdoor games station. There's an indoor game station and some dance in there too. And there's also a water station where the children can play and have fun outside. And children are taken to the pool 2 times during the program. So they have fun there too. So
yeah, the program usually starts with us. As you may have heard earlier, we talk about what we expect for the day and hopefully how it's going to go. And then after that, we wait for the kids to show up. Once the kids show up, we go to our first station, then our second station. After that one's over, we have snack. Then we do 2 more stations. And then they go home, pretty much. Occasionally, we will give out prizes to kids that were behaving very well, but it's pretty much rinse, wash, repeat from that point on.
Well, what specific skills did you guys learn being in charge of much younger kids that are, you know, I mean, some of them are nice and quiet and some of them are probably discipline problems and, you know, so what was that learning experience like as you were getting paid to take care of them?
Well, as I said before, patience was one thing that was important that I learned, trying to keep a cool head during different situations, and that was one of the main things for me. So, yeah.
It was kind of just trying to, like, understand what they're trying to, like, talk to you about and, like, actually interact with them and not just, like, maybe somebody you know is, like, your friend works there. Well, you have to interact with the kids and not just, like, your friend, because that's why you're there, because you're working, not having, like, hanging out with your friends.
What I thought was often a really good thing to do is to make friends with the kids so you don't have to worry about either them not listening to you or you could hang out with them instead of another friend that's there if you're tempted, because some of these kids are a lot more intelligent than you might give them credit for. And a lot of them actually, if they see you paying more attention to one of the good kids, then even those kids that are less good, per se, are a lot more attentive and simple, easy to handle, because they're willing to sacrifice their own naughty, would be a good word, ways to become friends with you. So if you want to make them act nice, be friends with one of the really good kids that's always on top of everything, and all the other ones will follow after him.
Yeah, striking up conversations with the children helps. Asking them what their favorite color is, or what their favorite food is, or if they like sports, what sports they like, or games they play. Trying to get them to come out and talk to you. That gets, they start talking after a while, they get used to being around you, and they start doing what they're told, and they do really good after a while.
So did you get to know the parents of some of the young kids that you didn't know before?
I learned who the parents were, but I didn't really get to know them very well, because it was often like a walk in, hey, can I have my kid back? Yeah, sure, just sign here kind of thing. Some of the parents I had already known who were, but I didn't know how they acted with their kid, and I learned a lot about that when they came to pick up their kid, how frantic they were looking for their kid, how fast they got worried about their kid, or if they were level-headed. You could also tell how much they trusted the program through those same means. Yeah.
How many kids altogether were in the program? How many young people?
It definitely varies, like,
from what to what?
I'd say like maybe 100, maybe more.
Yeah, I'd say probably from 60 to 110, 20.
Oh, every day?
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa.
Except for, like, kind of when there was like a holiday, like the 4th of July.
No one came.
Yeah, some of them come one day, but the next day they won't come if they have something planned with family or something of the sorts. So it varied on the different days.
So the parents must be really happy that that's going on, as a, you know, because it seems to me that a lot of kids get bored in the summer. I mean, I can kind of remember that a little bit when I was a kid. When I was really young, that at first it seemed like summer vacation would be, you were going to do all these things, and then pretty much people weren't doing anything. And so to have 60 to 100 kids in a community the size of Laytonville showing up is huge.
I feel like if it were a more expensive program in like a giant city, as less people would probably still come, just simply because a lot of parents would be less trusting towards strangers. But the parents in the Laytonville community all know Healthy Start and how Healthy Start works, so the kids that come often know the people who are taking care of them, so it's a lot more trusting, homey environment than a lot of other places may be.
Yeah, they'd be like more open to like talk to them, and maybe they would even create conversation without you having to.
So what other kinds of jobs are there for high school age people in Laytonville that that you know of?
Well, for one, Sophie, as she said before, worked at the nursery in Laytonville, so that's one of the jobs you can do. I think different places offer different jobs. The grocery store, Geiger's, I think there are a few teens that work there. So.
Yeah, and like some of the restaurants, like or Mexican food restaurants, or just any of them in general, they might have spots open for people to come and maybe like wash the dishes or just small little jobs, but you definitely have to work your way up to do something else.
Well, Max, before the show, you were talking about how you'd like to get in as a learning how to be a cook. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I want to see if, well, since I'm not 14 yet, I can't have a legal paying job. So I wanted to see if I could be an apprentice to one of the businesses and one of the business owners. And so when I was able to get paid legally, not under the counter, I would know more about it and not have to go through all the training like then, but already know it. So it would be pretty cool if that could happen.
How about you, Dominic? What would you like to apprentice with?
I'm not really sure. My grandfather was a Harley mechanic for a long period of time, so if I ever really need to learn anything about that, I can talk to him. As you all know now, Max over here is planning to be a cook, so if I ever need to learn how to cook, he's got me covered. in Laytonville, it's pretty easy to find an internship or apprenticeship with a friend, because they'll know the skills you don't know and you'll know the skills they don't know, so you can usually just trade, you know.
Like trade off.
Go off of each other, yeah.
What would you like to apprentice with?
I haven't really decided or thought of an area I'd like to apprentice in Laytonville, say, so I'd have to give it some thought.
Okay, so and then working part-time during school, like Dominic, you talked about it a little bit in the recording about balancing out between if you have a part-time job and then you still want to put enough time into schoolwork. Talk about that a little bit. Do you think that, because I mean, I know there's a certain point that you can take independent study, and usually it's when you're a junior or senior, and instead of taking classes, you go and you work, and that work experience counts as units towards high school, which is maybe a good idea and maybe not, depending upon how important you think some of those classes are when you're in high school. But talk about that a little bit.
Well, for my school schedule, I'm very loaded up on hard-to-do advanced classes, and I have PE after and or before school instead of during school, and I have a different class switched out for it, so my schedule is going to be pretty busy. A bunch of people are wanting me to play football, other sports, so I really just need to start the year off and see what I'm going to be doing during the year before I see what I'm going to be doing after school. But I do believe that a after-school if I could find a way to work only after school and have nothing to do with during school or before school, I think I would be okay with a job, but I don't know. I have a lot of homework also.
Yeah, when I think about it, the amount of time you put into sports, if you take on one or more sports, boy, if you were working that amount of time, you'd actually be making some bucks. I mean, it's quite a bit. How about Jeff there? Are you going to play sports?
Yeah, I plan to play either soccer or basketball.
You guys have a soccer team?
I believe they're good. Starting in high school.
Okay, let's take quickly go around and talk about what kind of career you'd like to have when you're out of high school. What kind of career would you like to have, Max?
Well, as I already stated, hopefully I would like to try to get into the restaurant business and being a chef or possibly like a pastry chef, something like that.
After high school, I'm going to be immediately entering college. But after college, I'm going to be attempting to become an electrical engineer. So I'll be going to Cal Polytechnical Institution or something like that, trying to get a good education so I can get a legitimate, high-paying job, because our math teacher gave us an example of minimum wage over the year, and I don't like it.
Like Dominic, I would like to get a good education, and hopefully after college, I would like to get a job doing something in the computer sciences.
So do you guys feel like Laytonville being such a small community, do you think that like Willits or Laytonville has a lot more opportunities for young people or fewer? Because, I mean, when I think about that you guys, that Healthy Start had between 60 and 100 young, really young kids going to this program, I don't know if there's anything like that in Willits, which has a much larger population.
Well, if you think about it, Laytonville doesn't have very many businesses, but there might be more spots to, like, enter one of them, as in, like, a bigger place, like Ukiah or something, where there's more things, but maybe less room for getting a job there.
Yeah, I think a large part of it would have to be that Laytonville is smaller, so the people that own the stores know about you and how your life is going at the time. So in Willits, kids are probably a little bit less distant from their potential employers than in Laytonville. So the employers here might, like, know you personally and want to give you a job because of that reason. As for in Willits, the chance of that happening is probably smaller, and there is a larger population. But I think the business-to-population ratio is a little bit smaller here in Willits. I think that there's more businesses for the amount of jobs, or for the amount of people there are. So, like, less jobs open than in Laytonville.
Yeah, I agree with Dominic that in a community where everyone's closer and most people know everyone, you have more of an opportunity to get a job since you're, as you said, potential employer will probably know you and knows your capabilities and what you can do, what you're good in, what you're not good in. So you probably have a higher chance of getting a job in Laytonville than in Willits in that sense.
We're going to open the phone lines now. The phone number is 707-456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call. Please call if you have any questions or insights about summer jobs for youth.
Did you or the youth around you have jobs this summer?
What work was available?
Were you paid in money or other considerations?
Were you able to give a job to a young person this summer. How did that work out?
Were you able to get employment when you were in high school? What did you do and what were the rewards?
You think creating public service jobs for youth are beneficial to our communities? In what ways?
Do communities outside of Laytonville have programs like this?
The phone number is 707-456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we will get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be part of the discussion on summer jobs for high school students. We'd really like to hear from you.
So you guys can speak while we're waiting for the phone calls. That's okay. You don't have to be too polite. What do you think about jobs? And do you know why there's laws about limiting young people from getting jobs? Here, we got a call. So caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. I thought another area of opportunities for young people that you didn't discuss at all that you might think about is just working for homeowners that have properties that they need to maintain. And there's so many jobs around the place, it seems like, you know, from house painting to furniture painting to, you know, minor building, and that could create, building skills. There's weeding and weed whacking and things like that, and even though those might not build into a career plan, I think they're just good country skills to have.
I agree.
I definitely agree with that.
Were you able to hire any young people this summer to help you out?
I did. I was able to hire one fellow, but he was already out of high school, and it was a really good experience for me because he had basic building skills, you know, very basic, but with that, we were able to put battens, which are just little strips of wood, on a building, and then he was able to paint it, so he kind of finished off the detail work on a building, which was really nice. What else did he do? He did a lot of weed whacking for me. And there's, you know, I have a garden gate that I need to find somebody to help build. And it was really a pleasure for me to work with a young person. And I have basic building skills, so it's fun for me to share that. But I think one of the obstacles for me was first locating someone, you know, because we all live out in the sticks, and so it's not that convenient to find people and then find people preferably in the region, so they don't have to drive so far. So that's a little tricky. And then the other thing was that was difficult was just kind of matching up the skill level with the job that you need done. But it was fun to work with young people. I don't get around young people much, so it was really fun for me, and I would definitely do it again. So, you know, maybe there's some way that there could be a central bulletin board put up, yeah, either on the computer or down at the hardware store or something like that, where people that have work could try and find the person for them, and it would be a win-win.
Well, it sounds like Laytonville High School has a woman, Mrs. Carberry, who kind of interfaces between businesses and individuals who want to hire high school kids. And I did a little research on this subject, and I found that almost every major city has a summer jobs bulletin board program.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of counties also do. And other than Laytonville, I don't know if it's happening in this area, which is one of the reasons we wanted to do this show, is to kind of bring up how, like, you know, your experiences with somebody's out of high school, but that's equally valuable. But I just think it would be great for, I mean, I know I worked in high school in the summers, and I really enjoyed it, and I made money.
And these are skills that are going to serve you the rest of your life. I didn't turn out to be a carpenter by any means, but I do not regret having some basic building skills, in place. And so these are, important skills. And so I just wanted to throw that out there, that don't just think about businesses in town, but there should be, apprenticeships available, just informal apprenticeships. It doesn't have to be a formal apprenticeship. There's something informal. But we need some way to match up the person with the work. And I don't know how that's done. And I haven't seen anything around Willits. So perhaps
that's definitely the major error.
Yeah. Well, maybe you young people in all your spare time. It doesn't sound like you have much, but maybe it could be a project that could be tackled. It's a good way to build community because you're connecting with people, but, it could be both on the internet, but also just down at the hardware store, you know?
Yeah.
Somewhere. So, anyway, I appreciate your show, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so the phone line's open, 456-9991. Did you have experience working in high school? Do you think that communities could organize to help high school students find part-time jobs in the summer, or full-time maybe in the summer? And wouldn't this be, don't you think that would be a good idea? 456-9991. Please give us a call. We got about 10 minutes to go here.
I definitely feel like there should be some more effort put into publicizing that you need help with something.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, here's an idea for you.
All right.
Somebody that I went to high school with, he graduated 2 years before me. He started mowing lawns in the summertime. And he kept doing that, and he's now in his mid-60s. I guess I'm 62. He's probably like 64. He still has this business. I guess he gets the customers and has a crew of people working for him, and his wife, who's a girl that graduated with me, does the books. And he's been a teacher all these years, but he has this side business going. And it just started with him mowing lawns in the summertime when he was in high school.
Did he advertise for those jobs, or... I don't know.
I was home for my dad's funeral, and my brother and another old friend up from high school we were visiting talked about it, and I guess he just, maybe word of mouth, I don't know how he got the customers, but I guess as he got them, he kept them and kept building up, and just started hiring people to work for him.
How old were you when you had your first job?
I got a job my senior year in high school, but then I was waitressing at a local restaurant. They fired me after 2 weeks because they said I was too slow.
Mm.
But they never told me I was slow, so they didn't, ouch, they didn't give me any warning, which kind of made me mad because I wanted to save up money for contact lenses.
Mm.
So I had made $26 in 2 weeks, and I needed $100, and it took me the rest of the school year to save it up out of my allowance and lunch money.
Well, that's hardcore. Yeah, I know some young people have had jobs like in restaurants, and after 2 weeks they suddenly get let go of and no explanation, and that's actually kind of a bad thing to do to somebody on their first job.
Yeah,
like,
if they had told me, hey, you're slow, could you step it up, I would have. But, it was my first job. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I worked Wednesday evenings and Saturday at lunchtime, and I think maybe Wednesday evening wasn't that much of a problem because people were more relaxed, but I think Saturday, if people are there on their lunch hour and they're doing errands, they probably want to get in and out quicker. But right. I didn't have that kind of sense of urgency,
Yeah, well, that perky urgency is kind of what people expect waitresses to do, sort of, it's like...
Yeah, but I didn't know.
Yeah, well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, so, this is your place to call in and share your experiences, share your ideas I think everybody can agree that young people having jobs is a really good experience for them. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just calling. I'm listening to the show. I enjoy it. it's interesting to hear your perspective. And I'm wondering if maybe these your guests are a little bit young for this, but I'm curious how the pressure of the marijuana industry plays into your job quest. Is there a draw basically to do local work that really doesn't? It's not advancing, but it's maybe more lucrative. I'm just wondering if any of you see that on the horizon and how you deal with the pressures of an industry that maybe won't bring you very far forward technically, but financially.
Okay, well, let's see what they say and then stay on the line. What do you think?
Well, for me, it's a difficult topic to really talk about because it's supposed to be pretty shadowy in the corner.
Secret,
yeah.
Sure.
But it's not really very, it's not much pressure for me particularly because I'm going to be very strategic about my decisions in life. So that business, I'm going to say it right now, is not going to be a great source of income for very long. Once it is legalized, it will not be an efficient use of time.
Well, I do you mean that? Okay, so like if you look at the grape industry, the wine industry in this county, the jobs associated with it, the local young people don't want those jobs because they're backbreaking and they don't pay very well. I mean, that's why it's mostly immigrant labor that's, you know, taking care of the vineyards.
Exactly.
Do you think that that's what's going to happen with the marijuana culture also?
Well, probably. Right now, a lot of the money is made because you're obviously going to pay a lot more to get something illegally than you would if you could just go to any store and purchase it. So once it's legal, its price is going to go down. And I know for a fact the maintenance on cannabis is very... They're pretty high maintenance plants. And to do that, you have to spend a lot of time and often money. And I don't think that you'll be able to make efficient enough money to pay for all of the stuff you'll need, unless you're, of course, buying in bulk, which is a different matter.
You probably wouldn't be making profit off of it.
Yeah, maybe break even.
And what about now when when your friends or you, other than your peer group are talking about work, what percentage would you say are tempted to kind of funnel into that industry just because of its convenience and being local to our region?
Considering the size of our town, I'd say about 72, maybe 3% of my class is considering it.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, thanks a lot for your guys' time. I appreciate your show and
Thank
your program.
You.
And
Thank you.
Thank you.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, they somebody earlier was mentioning finding some sort of a clearinghouse or a board. I've been trying to find a young person to work around my farm for me on a, say, Saturday afternoon for over a year now, and I have not had any success whatsoever.
What area are you in?
In Fort Bragg area, you know, Casper, on the coast.
Well, you know, maybe if you checked out the high school, called it, gave the high school a call, because, I mean, what's happening in Laytonville is the high school does connect people with youth that want to work.
Who would you want to talk to over there? Because I would give a steady job to somebody, you know, a day or two a week.
Maybe the principal?
Well, but Mrs. Carberry is what?
She is the activities director.
Activities director or a counselor?
So call it and see if I can just get a hold of one of them?
Yeah, I think it would, that would be great if you did that.
I'll give that a try because I specifically wanted a young person I could help to learn, to, I could train him to do things. I know how to do a lot of things, and I love to teach, so...
Yeah, I know for a fact I would have taken that job if I had more time this summer.
Yeah.
Gladly take
it. Well, I'll call up the school then, see if I can get a hold of a counselor. Maybe that's the best idea.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you. Thanks
for
calling.
All right, bye.
Okay, we're getting pretty close to the end here. We could do a really brief minute-and-a-half call at 456-9991 or or we could sum it up here with the I got to say these guys have not done radio shows before. The experienced host couldn't make it today, and these guys have done fine. And but you know, it's a whole new thing when you haven't ever done a show before. Okay, let's see. Caller, you're on the air for 1 minute.
Oh, hi. I just would like to know how much these kids should be paid, you know, for their work.
Okay.
And, let's say a weed eating is maybe more difficult, and other skills are less difficult. But what is a fair wage to pay?
I think a very high wage, like a good paying job for us right now, would be maybe $2 over minimum wage is like completely fair, considering like one of us is incapable of legally having a paying job. So that definitely would be great opportunity for them to make some cash just to spend for fun or enjoy their lives with, you know.
So what exactly would that be then?
So are you talking like $10 an hour?
$10 an hour would be perfect.
Then again, it also depends on the like the quality of work they do. Because if they just like kind of don't really do it very well, then it won't really apply.
Yeah, well, you know what? We have to end it there because of time. But yeah, I think that's a really good point, is to think about how much to pay people.
Yeah.
We should have brought that up, but it's time to do this.
All right, well, that's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Dominic.
Me, Max.
And Jeffden.
Laytonville Healthy Start Coalition's Drug-Free Communities Project is proud to support this month's Youth Speak Out. Our Environmental Prevention Strategies in the Community, also known as EPIC, is a project funded by the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Through our organization and coalition, we are working towards reducing youth substance abuse through a variety of strategies in Laytonville community. If you are interested in learning more about our efforts, please contact Laytonville Healthy Start at 707-984-8089 or email Jama at jamashields@pacific.net.
Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts. May be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of a show, listen to many hours of previous programs in streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They're the views of those who express them. Youth Speaks Out is normally aired on the first Sunday of each month. Our next show will be in 4 weeks, that is September 4th at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in September.